Tzvi's friends, the shir should be a special schus for Eliezer Rachel Bas Reb Chaim Tzvi and for Chaim Lerfuas should be Lili Neshamasa Lerfuas Chaim Yonatan Mordechai Ben Pesha Elka. We're basing this shir on the Sefer Nasan Pirio. Shvi is Perek Ches Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah says Shvi is Nitna Lachila, it's given for eating. The Gemara says they're not mechay of a person to eat spoiled bread or a dish that was spoiled. Pas she'ipsha, tapshel shenis kalkel tsuraso, knuvas yerek. The Ramban in his Minyan Essen says that mitzvah gimel she'amra Torah beperet shviz v'haisu Shabbos eretz lechem la'achla v'darshu la'achla v'lo l'schor v'zed var Torahi v'nich v'lezu ha'mitzvah v'am yisal v'achla v'yonei amcha shalom amir l'v'yonei amcha tazel v'osam kamar b'lekat v'shichacha avaloshan achila maskir v'am akasuz v'chom makom v'ine osu schor v'am over be'ese. So the Ramban says that the Torah, the mitzvah gimel that he's adding to his dominion of Essen, that the Torah says that peres shviz is la'achla. Va'achla means v'lo l'schora, and this is a mitzvah from the Torah. And it was said again, va'achlu avinei amecha. They should eat it. The poor people should eat it. It doesn't just say leave it for them, like shicha and leket and shicha. It says they should eat it. And he concludes that ha'osah schora b'am over be'esei. So pash this divrei Ramban is that there's a mitzvah's essay be'achilas peros shvi is so understood the Megillas Esther b'das Ramban, and so the Tashbetz in the Zohar Raki in the name of the Ramban, that there's a mitzvah to eat it. According to this, that you're not chayiv to eat pas she'ipsha, the spoiled bread, etc., is understood kipshuto, that here there's no mitzvah to eat it. However, the Chazon Ish says, no, you misunderstood the Ramban. Pshat in the Ramban is that there's just an isser of schora. Is an isser of schora, la'achla, but lo l'schora. The ikar is that it should not be for schora. There's no mitzvah be'etzem to eat peros shvitz. That's the famous opinion of the Chazon Ish. However, Rashi in Sanhedrin Chavav Amar Aleph Dibra Maslub Mei Truma seems to say that there's no Isser in Schora unless you don't eat it before the Biur, because Rashi L'chora holds, there's a famous Chakira about the Isser Schora. Is it an Isser Be'etzem or is it only an Isser Be'ez Mevatel Li'achila? It seems Rashi holds that the Isser Schora is not Aser Mitzat Atzmo, it's only Aser because it has to be Miuchad La'achila. And if you do use it for schora, it's not going to be miyuchad la'achila. But if you sell it, amanas la'achlo, kodim ha'biur, there's no iser. And therefore Rashi says, mutter limkor shviyus amanas la'achol, hu v'hivet ameh kodim ha'biur, before there's man ha'biur, before you have to get rid of it, you eat it and you're fine. So the Ramban brings a good raya, la'achla v'lo l'schora, there's a mitzvah v'achila be'etzem. However, there is a diktuk in the Ramban that he doesn't mean that it's a mitzvah to eat, because generally the Ramban and all the other essence says shenitztaveinu. Here the Ramban doesn't say shenitztaveinu. So mashia, there is no mitzvah. So according to those shitas that hold that there is a mitzvah, b'achilas peres shviyas, as we see there's a big machlokas about it. The shaila is, do you make a bracha on the achila? The Rambam in Perek Tesvav Mitzvah Halacha Chaf Beis writes that if you eat truma, you make a shir kedishanu so v'kedushasu shal aram v'sivanu le'achol truma. Kesef Mishnah writes that since achilas truma is a commandment, it's pasha that you make a bracha, and so writes the Rambam that if a person in Aleph mibikur malacha beis, that if a person eats matnas kahuna, and the kohen eats matnas kahuna, he makes a bracha. The Mishnah Lamelech, Perek Gid Mimaisa Karpanas Halach Aleph writes, Huadin, when he eats a chatas or an ashim, he makes a bracha. So Lachor Huadin, when he eats, Peres Shvi is the Radbaz on the Rambam, and Hilchas Truma writes that even though there is no mitzvah's essay to eat Truma like there is to eat Kachim, nevertheless, you make a bracha, Vitzifan Ulechol Truma, because the Kohanim were commanded to eat Truma, not Zarim, that even though if a coin wants, he doesn't have to eat truma his whole life, he isn't over in any essay. Nevertheless, when he does eat it, he makes a bracha because he's saying that it's mutter to us and aser to them. Lefize could very well be that even if we say there's no mitzvah b'achilas peres shviz, nevertheless you're making a bracha b'tzivanu lechol. In other words, we're commanded to eat it, not lehefse, not leschora, not to give it to goyim, just like kohana make a bracha according to the Radbaz. And eating truma, though there's no mitzvah b'achilas be'etzem, but the very fact that they have this mitzvah and it's not to be given to non kohanim, here also we have this mitzvah of achilas shviz, meaning that precludes the fact that we're not allowed to be mafsid it, or not allowed to destroy it, or give it to goyim, etc. the Megillas Esther and his Chuvas and the Ramban writes to prove that there's no mitzvah of achilas peres shviyas from the fact that we learn in the Mishnah that shviyas nitna l'achila v'shtiya v'sicha, and it doesn't say that there's an actual mitzvah to eat peres shviyas. It just says it was given for achila and shtiya and sicha. However, the Rambam writes also by Truma nitenes l'achila l'shtiya, and he doesn't write a lashon of mitzvah. By Kachim, the Rambam writes achila sachatas vashem mitzvahs esev within the Shaar Kachim that it's a mitzvah. And nevertheless, the Rambam says that you make a bracha and achilas truma. Even though the Rambam doesn't hold it as a mitzvah to eat truma, the Rambam still says you make a bracha. So we can say that hu adin achilas peres shviyas, that even though there is no mitzvah per se to eat peres shviyas necessarily, but since it's given over to eat, it's no less than truma. Truma you make a bracha on, so shviyas you can also make a bracha on. There's also a special rights to eat shviyas, just like truma. We can prove that there's no mitzvah chiyuvis to eat truma from the fact that it says in the Mishnah Truma's Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Hey. That if you make purify flour, you shouldn't destroy the rest of it. Hamasalis kabu kabayim l'sa lo yobed es hashar eli nechenu b'mokom amutzna. You shouldn't destroy what's left over of this flour. And the Rambam writes, rather you should put it away in a private place. Rambam writes, lo yashlich es hashar mipnei shu roi l'achila yinechenu b'mokom amutzna. You shouldn't throw away the rest because it's roi l'achila, rather put it away in a hidden place. So there's no chiyuv to eat it, just not to destroy it. And it's enough if you put away this truma in a makom hamutzna. So we can say the same thing with peres shviyas. Even if we say there's no mitzvah chiyuvis to eat it, nevertheless, there's definitely a mitzvah shelo lafsido. And if so, you make a bracha al achilaso, just like you make a bracha on achilas truma. In the Megillas Esther, he writes that you can't bring a raya for the Ramban that there's a mitzvah to eat peres shviyas, for when it says in the Yerushalmi that you're not mechayivim to eat pas she'ibsha. And it would seem from here that dafka, these things that were miskalkel, you're not chayiv to eat, but what's metukon and tov, you're chayiv to eat. You might think that, but it's not true. Because that it says that you're not mechayivim to eat these spoiled foods is because sakadai tachamina, that you have to eat them in order that they don't get more spoiled. Horses lachav lola have said kamash, well, you don't have to eat them, they're not roi lachila. And when they are roi lachila, you're not chayv to eat them because there's no chashema yipastu. If they're pas she'ipsha, so then eat it now and don't let it go to waste. But if it's something that's not going to go to waste, who says it's a mitzvah to eat it? So according to what he's saying, we can ask that he says that when they're good, you're not chayv to eat it because there's no chash that they're going to get destroyed, they're going to be ruined since they're in good shape. But if you have peres shviyas, that if you don't eat them now, they're going to be misapesh, they're going to get rotten, spoil. Maybe there is a mitzvah to eat it, and we don't find anywhere there's a mitzvah to take peres shviyas and eat them. We just find explicitly anyway there's an asur labdo biyadayim. Also in the Sefer Kiryas Sefer of the Mabit in Hilchos Shemitah and Perakei writes, "Dein mechayvin also lechol mashein derech ben adam lechol ketav shel shenivsad." The Afikav Darmina lechol avol hefzei lochay shina nim holech liibud dein roi lachila. So the Kiryas Sefer says we're not mechayvin to eat what's not derech ben adam to eat, like a tavshil that was spoiled. And even though we say lochol avol hefzei, we're not choshesh if it's goes to li'ibud, if it gets spoiled, because it's not roi l'achila. And according to this, it emerges that if it's still roi l'achila, and if you don't eat it, it's going to be nifsad, then you're chayv to eat it, only if it was already spoiled. And even though there's not a mitzvah to eat peres shviyas, there's no mitzvah be'etzem ha'achila. However, there is a mitzvah, apparently, then, to eat it in order to save it from hefsed. The Rosh in Adarim, look there, Dalet Amud Beis, he writes that Achilas Kachem is a mitzvah d'chziva, achlo osam, v'od shlo yavo lidei nosar. So there's a mitzvah to eat them, and also we don't want them to come to nosar, so we can say the same thing about peres shviyas, that even though there's no mitzvah seseh b'achilas, and nevertheless, there's a mitzvah la'achla kadei shlo yavo lidei hefseid. However, be'emes, we can't learn from Kachem to peres shviyas, because by Kachem, there's a lav not to be mosar, like the Rambam says in the 10th parak of Korban Pesach, Halach Yad Aleph. But Peres Shviyas, the Ma'arit writes that there's no Isser to be mafsid al yidei graman. If you sit and you don't eat it, it's hefsed derech graman, it's mutter. The Rambam in Perakei Mishmita Halacha Gimel writes, "Ve'eno mitapa lechol tapshel shenipsa v'pashipsha derech she'eno ochel b'truma u'maiser." That you don't have to eat this spoiled dish and bread, spoiled bread, just like truma and maiser. You don't have to eat those if they're spoiled. Lekabei maiser sheni, the Rambam writes. Rambam says once it's nifsal, the kedusha goes away. So you're talking that the perishvi is also nifsal achilas adam. It's no longer worthy of being eaten by man. It was disqualified from being eaten by a person. Paka kedusha, so no longer has kedusha. Not that it says that we're not mechayiv you to eat pas sheipsha. In other words, it doesn't have a din of laachla. Because paka kedushaso memela, it's mutter even to be ma'abed biyadayim. However, this is not true because in Yerushalmi and Ma'aser Sheni it says b'shemet shal Ma'aser Sheni shenitzrach paka menu kedushaso. Aval b'shviyas, it's only by shemet shal Ma'aser Sheni it says paka kedushaso, but by shviyas shenitzrach, there's a shaila if it still has kedusha. The Pnei Moshe says that shviyas, since it's noeg even b'maichel behema, therefore even if it was nisrach, it still has kedusha. So don't say that once it's nisrach, it's spoiled, so you're allowed to destroy it. You're not. Well, b'emes, the Rambam doesn't say pakak dushaso by shvius. He only writes it by ma'aser sheni, mashman that by shvius lo pakak dushaso, even though it was nifsal lachilas ha'adam. The Chazonish and shvius and Siman Yadalit Os Yud writes, b'das ha'Rambam, that perus shvius shenifsal me'achilas ha'adam, pakak dushaso kamosha b'ma'aser sheni. And that is a pela atzum on the Chazon Ish that he doesn't bring the Yerushalmi and Ma'aser Sheni who has any bayu like that. What's the din of Peres Shvius that Nisrach? So according to this, by Pas She'ipsha you're not allowed to be Ma'abi Biyadayim since it still has Kedusha. And that it says we're not Mechayiv a person to eat it, Al Korchach, it means that there's no Chiv to eat it in order to save it from further Hefzeh. And if so, it's Muchach, that other Ochlim that are Ruhuyim and Michael Adam, you have to eat them in order to save them from Hefzeh. And the question is, why is this not Din not mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Rambam? Because the Rambam should have told us this Din, that Pas She'ipsha you're not allowed to be Ma'abi Biyadayim. And that it says, Pashiv Shinalad Mabiyadaim, we proved apparently since Bikdusha so medes. So therefore, based on that it says that we're not Machayev a person to eat it, it means in order to save it from Hefzed. Mashma, that other foods that are ruin the Michael Adam, you have to eat them to save from Hefzed. And the Rambam doesn't write that, why not? And if you're not chayv to eat it to save from Hefzed, then why only by Pas She'ipsha are you not chayv to eat? You shouldn't be chayv to eat anything. And with the Paris are Hefker, Vada Yesh Lomar, that there's no chiyuv to eat them in order to save them from Hefzed. Because they're hefker, it's not incumbent upon this person. But when a person brings it home, then he should have to eat it. The Chazon Ish writes that you're not mechayiv him to eat pas she'ipsha means that you're not mechayiv him to consider it maichel adam. He can give it to his animal. So according to that, even when it's royal maichel adam, you don't have to eat it in order that it shouldn't become to hefsed. Rather, you're just not allowed to give it to your behema biyadayim. But when it's already been spoiled, then you can give it to your behema. Chazon Ish also writes that you're not allowed to eat pas she'ipsha because it's considered hefsed. If you eat it, since it's roi lebehema, you're not allowed to, you consider that you're spoiling it, ruining it by eating it. And he doesn't bring that this is an Ibailu in the Yerushalmi. Does it still have Kedusha or not? If it doesn't, then there's no problem of eating it. No problem of hefsid. The Tashbitz in the Zohar Rakia brings a ride that the mitzvah, there's a mitzvah of Achilas Perish Shviyas from the Gemara in Yuman Pevav and Beis. Mashal Shtei Nashim Sheh, Gemara says, Mashal about two women. One of them was Mizan and the other one was Ochel Pagei Shvius. She ate Shvius before his royal Achila. Amar Lahen also Shachel Pagei Shvius, but Vakashamikem Odia Mahi. Loka, tell me why I'm being getting Malkus, says the eater of the Pagei Shvius. Shle Amar Amad Shazu Loka Zu Loka, so people shouldn't say. So I want you to tell people why I'm getting Malkus, so that people shouldn't say that I'm getting Malkus for the same reason she's getting Malkus. She's getting Malkus because she was Mizane. I'm only getting Malkus because I was eating Shvius. And they took Pagei Shvius, they were Tolavit Savar, and they were Machers, and say, Aliske Shvius, he Loka. So that's the Gemara. So from here, the Tashbitz brings a riot, there's a mitzvah Bachila Shvius. Why? Because she was got Malkus because she ate them Shaloka Derech Achila when it was still Pagei Shvius. It wasn't yet ripe. And she was over on what it says, La'achla, and this is not considered Achila. Megillus Esther is docha that it's not a raya, because where do we find Malkus, but over on Mitzvah Sese, you're only getting Malkus for being over on a lab like we see in Malkus, Paramesechus Malkus Yud Gimel Amid Beis. But what it means is, she was over on what it says in the Torah, La'achla, La'achla, V'lo La'hefsid. She was mafsid, that was her problem. But also according to this, it's Akasha, where do we find that you're over, you get Malkus, when you're over on an Isser Ase? Rather, says the Megillus Esther, "Fidaiti lachen kasev Rashi v'hisri bala malchus shem lo hisri bala malchus lo isa loka." Rashi says that they gave her hasra for malchus, and that's why she got malchus, because they gave her hasra. They wouldn't have given her hasra, she wouldn't have gotten malchus. That's very fair to understand, because if she's not getting malchus min hadin, because there's an iser essay. So even if they give her Hasra for Malkus, she shouldn't get Malkus. If she's not supposed to get Malkus, what does the Hasra help? Hasra is only good if there's a lav, but if there's an essay, this Hasra doesn't make Malkus, doesn't create Malkus. So Be'emes, the Rivash already writes in Simon Pei Zayin that it says Loke, it was Malkus married, that she's getting Malkus to Rabbanan. And that Rashi writes, Shehisru ba, so this whole union of Hasra is only on the one that was Miskalka. Because Lav Shanitan is Haris Mises based in, and Hisubola Malkus, you get Malkus. But the Megillus Esther writes that when Rashi writes Hisruba, it's talking about even the one that ate Shvius, but then we have a question, when do you need Hasra for Shvius? When does the Torah say that you get Malkus for eating on Shvius, even if you were over on Lach Lavalola Hefsid, but you don't get Malkus on an Isser Asay? Therefore when Rashi, which is Pashtas Devir Rashi says that they gave her Hasra, it's talking about the one who was Miskalkia, not the one who ate Perishvius, and one who ate Perishvius is getting Malkus Derabbanan. So we have a interesting discussion here as to whether you get Malkus for eating Pagei Shvius Midoraisa or not, and primarily we discussed is there a mitzvah to eat Perishvius or not. And the bottom line is, Sof Davra Kol Nishma, that it's a machlokes. Kachin, we saw there's a mitzvah to eat. Truma, there's not a mitzvah to eat. We suggested that there's probably make a bracha on Shavuos no matter what, even if there's no mitzvah, just like by Truma. And we should all be Zoha, Lumodu, Lulamid, Lishma, Belasis, Lulakanis, Kaldibri, Samu, Terasa, Behav, Amen, Be Amen. Shalom, Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.